Well, there is presently debate going on at the Toronto City Council about accepting a possibility from the government of having a big casino and gambling center in Toronto. If the Toronto Council votes against this, the government will offer a similar place to several other possible locations, almost all of which are also within my archdiocese. So I'm concerned about the addition of another big gambling casino in our area. We already have several throughout the province, and of course, throughout Canada and other places, this is also a problem. When I was in Alberta for about 10 years, there were significant difficulties there, and the Alberta bishops wrote a very fine letter, which I was not, just when I arrived there, so I can't take any credit for it, called The False Eden of Gambling. And it's I recommend it. It's on the Archdiocesan website as well of Toronto. So I'm concerned. I'm concerned not about, as I mentioned in the letter, the gambling itself is not inherently evil. It's it can be a legitimate entertainment in small scale, in small doses. But the Catechism of the Catholic Church very clearly points out the problems. First of all, it can lead to injustice. There are numerous issues where people gamble away the grocery money and cause distress in their families. There's a television show I just happened to notice a while ago called Till Debt Do Us Part, and it's about the havoc that gambling can and debt can wreak on marriages. So there's that. There's, and connected to that are addictions, significant addictions, where a large number of people are just terribly drawn in by this. The second point the Catechism mentions, which I'm also concerned about, is that gambling is addictive. It can enslave us. We always think of the gambler being enslaved, but actually governments can be enslaved. They get a lot of money out of gambling, the taxing of the gambling. That's why they're promoting it. And also, the church can get enslaved. We ourselves can become too dependent on, you know, big-scale, large-scale gambling. I was very happy to see when I was in Alberta that the Knights of Columbus got out of gambling, partly because of the damage it does to others, but partly because of the bad effects it had even within the councils of the organization. So there are a lot of reasons why gambling doesn't make for a wholesome community. So I thought it would be good to alert the people to that and to speak about that. Whatever happens in the Toronto City Council's decisions, if it votes no, then they'll probably go to somewhere else in my diocese. So I wanted to put this out just to offer these thoughts to the people.
And one thing you mentioned, Your Eminence, that I caught here in your letter is how gambling has a disproportionate effect on those who are least able to carry that burden.
Well, that's very true. It is a thing which, in a sense, it targets the vulnerable. It's based fundamentally upon illusion. That, of course, is true for the governments. They have the illusion that this is a quick way to solve our problems, get lots of money. And individuals suffering greatly, you know, desperate in their life, say, just one more time, just once more. I'll put a bit of money down here, and my debts will be paid. I'll be safe. I'll be okay. You know, it's an illusion. Of course, the gambler always loses. Sometimes there may be a temporary win, and that just feeds the addiction. So people who are very vulnerable are particularly likely to be drawn to this as a way out of their desperate situation. And what we have to do is provide wholesome, helpful, really effective ways of helping people who are vulnerable, not this false mirage that seems to offer instant solutions, but in fact does not.
Your Eminence, as you mentioned, if the initial decision goes against the casino, they're likely to relocate it somewhere else. What can you suggest for people to do? How can the church especially respond to some of the problems that you've pointed out come with gambling in terms of larger society, but also in terms of families, individuals, and governments?
Well, I think if it is voted down in Toronto itself, in the actual central part of Toronto, and it goes to one of the neighboring suburbs, or at least it's raised there. Again, it will be debated in their council, so I just urge them to read the letter. We've sent the letter is not addressed to politicians. It's addressed to the people of the Archdiocese. But I have sent a copy to every municipal politician in the boundaries of the Archdiocese. And I hope that if they, you know, are offered this apparently glowing possibility for prosperity that is dangled in front of them, that they will vote no as well. If several communities do so, I would hope then that the provincial lottery and gaming commission that sort of authorizes these things will think a bit more, and our provincial government will wonder whether this really is such a good idea. It is a source, an easy source, they would, I'm sure, think, of money. They get a lot of money from taxing gambling. And what they're doing is they're basically inviting companies from, you know, to come in and set these things up. But they have at least said, which is good, that they won't force anything. If a local community doesn't want it, they won't. They'll move on somewhere else. So I hope they will look more deeply and just get out of this whole quick, false thing that seems to be a quick solution to very real financial issues.
And finally, Your Eminence, certainly the church has a lot of care for the community and is deeply involved in social work. And you mentioned the Catholic services to families and how families especially are affected by problem gambling. Can you speak a little bit about how the church is working to help people with gambling issues?
Well, we have within our own church organization, like within our different Catholic social services, several different groups. First of all, those that care for families, those that do marriage counseling, and various others who are constantly dealing with the issue of gambling, among many other issues. There also is, I must say, within our civil society, and I give a telephone reference at the end of the letter for those, a thing put up by the government. It is a thing to help people with problem gambling, so that's important as well. But also within our own parishes, fairly often parish priests will find people come about the stress in their marriage, the trouble, and often it comes down to some issue of gambling. And so there are various groups within each local community has different groups to which the parish priest can refer the person who's suffering, and do that particularly through our own Catholic social service agencies.